Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield reporting from the 2018 NAFB convention in Kansas City. Midwest Dairy CEO Lucas Lynch says this is a difficult time for dairy farmers.
First and foremost, we know that it's not just this year, but it's been a culmination of the last couple of years that are really piling up. Multi-generation families are really looking hard in the mirror to see, can we make it through to next year? Can we get through this low point in the economy around agriculture? And that pain is real, and we know that it's about a $1.5 billion impact this year just in the trade conversation, and we're happy that we've got folks like former Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack heading up U.S. Dairy Export Council, folks like Jim Mulhern at National Milk Producers Federation, and Michael Dykes, a CEO at the International Dairy Foods Association. Those are organizations that are really poised to help lead the conversation around trade and market access, because 95% of the world's consumers live outside of the United States, and when one out of seven U.S. gallons in production is exported, that means we've got opportunity. But if we don't have that market access, clearly the supply starts to back up, and that's what drives down prices. So it's really about getting that access secured, and specifically Mexico. It's all about the cheese. Getting cheese back into Mexico is a big deal.
Well, before we go any further, you talked about the value of some of those other organizations. Explain to our listeners what exactly Midwest Dairy does.
So Midwest Dairy would be the dairy checkoff, the dairy promotion, research, and education arm of our local 7,000 dairy farm families across 10 Midwestern states. But we are part of the Federation of States and Regions that roll up and are part of Dairy Management Incorporated. Dairy Management heads up all of the national and international partnerships, U.S. Dairy Export Council, National Dairy Council, the Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy, and the list goes on and on. It's a very robust umbrella of offerings that the Dairy Checkoff is invested in, and Midwest Dairy is that local arms and legs, if you will, of the dairy program.
So you touched on the financial situation, using checkoff dollars to approach the situation. What's going on with Midwest Dairy from a checkoff standpoint to help educate the producer but also consumers? What's taking place with the checkoff?
Well, we know that consumers today are conflicted, meaning they're getting so much information thrown at them and it's coming at them in different ways. You know, you don't have to look any further than your local grocery store just to see the amount of information that's on packaging today. So I think it's calling out opportunity to connect consumers back to the family farms, and creating dialogue from farmers to consumers, and doing it in new and innovative ways. A recent tactical example would be in Kansas City. We hosted a dinner with four dairy farmers and 30 food bloggers, Instagram folks that market food and talk about food. And when you're sitting down in a conversation with someone who has 12,000 Instagram followers that are opinion thought leaders, and you have dairy farmers connecting with them on shared values, that's how we reinvest our checkoff today to reconnect in new and innovative ways with today's consumer and really positioning for tomorrow. I think if you pull back a little bit and look nationally, we have this Undeniably Dairy campaign, and it's focusing on the fact that we're locally driven and we're responsibly sourced food, and the fact that family farms are sustainable in the way that they are on-farm production practices, that's important, but it's also reconnecting back to the joy of dairy. And you might think, gosh, when was the last time you heard the word joy and food? And one of the things that we know in dairy is whether it's that slice of melted cheese on your favorite sandwich or that scoop of ice cream, there's a joyment that is around dairy foods. Let's not run from that. Let's run back to that and join consumers where they are and be committed to giving them an excellent dairy experience.
When you talk about reaching consumers, I know you're involved with the podcast now, and is the consumer your target? Is it more of a producer-focused podcast, or what's the aim?
You know, it's interesting. We have looked at that as a transparency medium. Whether you are dialing in and listening to a podcast from a consumer's perspective and listening to a dairy farmer talking, or you're a dairy farmer dialing in and downloading the podcast and listening to someone who is a consumer or some perspective about consumers, it's creating a real-time conversation, unfiltered, unedited, free-flowing, in a way that's just transparent. And I think the nuggets of information that have been coming out of those interviews, I think, has been really important for our farming community, but also the entire value chain. Dairy Checkoff has a unique position where we can be the conveners of supply from the very beginning on the on-farm all the way through to retail and food service, processors and everybody in between. And so the research and innovation and the insights that we have access to creating mediums to bring that information to bear is really important.
What else do you want to make sure we talk about at Trade Talk today, Lucas?
I think it's important for us to look to the future and understand that if we're going to be competitive on the global markets, we got to be thinking about what innovation do we need to have access to today to ensure that we're connecting with the Chinese consumer of tomorrow or that Middle Eastern, Northern Africa consumer. Because if you want to really talk about market access, you got to go where the people are. And we in the United States are going to continue to be the best in the world at producing food. And there's not going to be less of it. Frankly, there's going to be more of it. And so that access to global markets is going to be really important. But we can't just do it through the lens of what we think the rest of the market needs. We got to be listening. And we got to be doing the work in country, abroad, to make sure that we're connecting with consumers there and bringing the dairy products home to them that they're looking for. And so I think that's a bright spot. And one last comment would be, speaking of bright spots, way to go on the whole milk story. If you're looking for a success story here domestically, whole milk is back, fat is back. Young moms and dads across the country are buying more whole milk, outpacing all of the imitation beverages combined. So that's a bright spot to end the interview on, and just keep up the great work out there as a U.S. dairy farming community. We're proud of you, and we're glad to be working hard for you.
Lucas, for our listeners who would like to know more about Midwest Dairy or to find your podcast, where should they go online?
Sure, MidwestDairy.com. You can download the podcast there, or if you're on iTunes, just search Dairy on the Air, and we'd appreciate your feedback if you have some. Love to improve upon it.
I appreciate your time, Lucas. Thanks.
Thanks. Glad to be with you, and thanks for your leadership on behalf of the ag community as well.
That's Midwest Dairy CEO Lucas Lynch. From the 2018 NAFB Convention in Kansas City, I'm Mark Dorenkamp reporting for Brownfield.